0.
You are tuned into Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we're powered by the SID Media. So Jesus was never one to be confined by social conversion, whether it was making friends with tax collectors, healing lepers, others were afraid to touch, or holding a conversation with a Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus made it clear his gospel was for everyone, not just the Jews. So right now we're going to be speaking about unity in the body of Christ. How did Jesus promote unity? And we are joined on the line by Mfundisi Wami, Pastor Last Bondi. I think I'm saying it correct. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. Mfundisi Swami, did I say your name correctly?
Yes. The first name is Last and the second name is Bonde.
Oh, Bonde. Thank you, Mfundisi Swami. I was like, okay, I'm not sure if I got it correctly, but yes, I had nailed that one. So before we start, Mfundisi Swami, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
We can pray. Shall I pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving to us a life, for sustaining us, and for remembering us in a special way. As we discuss unity, we pray that the rest of the world will experience and enjoy unity that comes from you in a mighty way and in your mighty name, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi Swami, what is unity and what does it look like?
Okay, good. What an interesting question. Unity, put in short, I think and believe it's togetherness. Mm. And being joined together for a single purpose means unity. Mm-hmm. And if tries to look at what it looks like, then can I say put different pieces of ropes, mm-hmm. Tie them together, try to pull a wagon. Then you pull a wagon using different types of ropes tied together. Mm. Then I believe that is unity.
I love that illustration, Mfundisi Swami. So we do know that Jesus walked to the surface of the earth, right? And how did his life on earth express the importance of unity? We know that he walked with his disciples. We know that he encountered numerous people with different circumstances in their lives. So how did he express the issue of unity?
Oh, yeah. Number one, he mingled with different people from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Then in that concept or in that aspect, he demonstrated how to break the ties, the differences that can exist between people. And from there, I can learn we have everyone has something that is good in him. Mm. Then try to have the goodness in everyone put together. Then we can move now together for a single purpose, and we can achieve. And that, I believe, that's what Jesus would do. When people come together, they can achieve more. So he tried to bring everyone together, be it a leper, be it a Pharisee, be it a pastor, be it everyone, put them together for a purpose. Then that is where unity can be declared.
Mm-hmm. So as that unity is being declared, Mfundisi Swami, how does that commission given to us also express the importance of unity? And that commission is that one of go thee therefore and make thee disciples. How does that speak to the issue of unity?
Okay, unity is also commanded of God. And it is good for the people. Mm. And when there is unity, then we can reap from what God requires of us. Mm-hmm. What am I? God wants his people, who he created in his image, of course, to be one. And he calls us He commands people to go and call other people. Different we might be, but we are to be united in his purpose. So I'm different from other people, but I am commissioned, I'm commanded to go and make known of God or make God known to other people different from me. And once they respond to God's call, God using me, we come together. Different though we might be, then we can experience unity.
So Mpundisi, you know, the kingdom of God is huge. It's vast, you know, and we are different, all of us, when we're there. And we even refer it as the body of Christ, meaning that we know that we're different based on our functions and so forth and so on. So how then do we find unity in our differences? How then do I unify with Pastor Last, even though me and him are different?
Okay. Unlike in politics where they play us, them, there are clear distinctions or divisions.
Mm.
But when we talk about the kingdom of God, it's for everyone who believes in him.
Okay.
And what can be the theme now for different people from all walks of life, if they can believe in God? They can say, we ourselves together. And if that can be maintained as a theme, then we are totally different from a political world, but we be in a kingdom of God. We ourselves together.
So, Mpundisi, are we then to say for us to achieve this unity in the body of Christ, we have to get rid of the I, the word has disappeared.
delete self from self, then yes, you are called. Yes. Good.
Yes. Yeah, because most of the time, as much as yes, we want to strive for this unity, but there's still that I, this is what I believe, this is what I want, this is what I see, you know. So do we have to get rid of that in order for us to achieve this unity?
Yes. The selfish component in us, if it can be suspended, then we like ride on the differences that exist between us. And those differences, I tell you, they can spice up unity.
Mm.
Why? Unity can be made up of love and kindness that we extend to other people.
Okay.
Yes. So with those differences now, we can use those differences to spice up the unity that exists, that should exist among us.
Mm-hmm. So then, Mpundisi, how then do we become unified with other believers? And why is that so important? Because this body of Christ comprises of, no matter what denomination you belong in, I think we all part of the body of Christ. But then how now do we become unified? You know, us as Adventists, how do we become unified with the Zionists? How do we become unified with the Pentecostals and so forth and so on?
Okay, good. If it was maybe a sermon, I would not go to the end without mentioning Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, where we meet the component of the body of Christ, or the body as being put together or made up of many members, and the members which make up the body are different. So the subject of unity now has one source, that is God. So someone connects to God and the other one connects to God. Though different we might be, but we become a body that is made up of different members, and the members are many.
And as you're about to wrap up, Mpundisi, so I love it when we keep it short and, you know, very quick. As we are many, as you have said, Mpundisi, we are many, ne? And we've gotten rid of the I complex, ne? But how then do I remain Zanele? in this body of Christ, but yet still understand that it is not about me, it's about God. Is that even possible?
It is possible. For me to remain last, I get something from God, then I contribute to the group. By so doing, I also benefit, in as much as the group can benefit, or the more group benefits from my contribution.
I think we are losing Mpundisi there. We are losing Mpundisi there. He's going to come back. Let me see. Yes, let me pray for this phone so that Mpundisi can come back there. If you do have a question, do text us on +27734703520 as we try and get Mpundiswami back there. I see the line has actually, I think, is back. Pastor?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. You may continue, Mpundisi. We had lost you a bit there. You may continue with your point.
Oh, sorry about it. So the I aspect in me should not exist for self, but should exist for the group or for other people. So what do? I get something to contribute to the group from God. Then the more I contribute to the group for unity or for togetherness, then the more the joy I can also get. And who waters everything? Then we become, we talk now of God, remembering the group, at the same time remembering the contributions that I give to the group, and I can benefit.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Mpundiswami. May you do please pray for us there as we wrap up today's one. So we understand this whole unity one is going to be a very interesting week.
Wow, thank you. We can pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. For you commanded unity to reign among us. Thank you so much for being the source for unity. How I pray that every individual remember to emphasize unity in different organizations, in families, workplaces, in politics, in the country, or everywhere else. And may you continue to give us the intelligence and the knowledge to consider you first in everything that we do for us to be united. Thank you so much for attending to us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundiswam, thank you so much for coming through. That was very beautiful. And may you have yourself a blessed day.
Welcome. Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by